Hello, guys. Welcome to the Devotional Cast. September 6th, 2018. It's been a while. We haven't had an episode. But I've met this brother of mine, Pastor Samuel Hanflor. He goes to a church called Harbor Church. And the church is where I would go visit sometimes. My parents also have been there. It's very spirit-filled. It's a very powerful church. And he is joining us for the Devotional Cast. Sam, welcome to the DevoCast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, where you're up to these days, and things like that?
Yeah, sure. Again, thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be able to spend a few minutes with you and your audience. And so I'm originally from East Orange, New Jersey, in the Northeast, just outside of New York City. Born and raised by a single mom. I'm the youngest of five kids. And I moved down here in South Florida in 2005 to marry my wife, Arielle. We've been married for 13 years now. She's from the beautiful island of St. Croix, which is the Virgin Islands. So I married a island woman. And right now I currently serve as the executive pastor for the Harbor Church in Pompano Beach. And it's been an exciting ride, and we're just getting started in so many ways. So, yeah, that's what's happening here.
Awesome, Sam. I want to say a prayer, and then you can just, take it away. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And, Lord, we pray that this DevoCast will touch many lives. And if anyone with need, Lord, that we can hear this message. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done so far. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, once again, I'm glad to kind of be here. And as I was thinking about these next few minutes, the one thing that I wanted to really talk about and bring to your attention and to the attention of those that may be watching or listening is something that everyone has that, depending on how we navigate this thing, really determines the potential we have to change our lives. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, male, or female. It doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home parent or if you're a business person. There's one thing that everyone has, and it is so important that it could really change how we experience life and how we navigate life, and that thing is desire. Everyone has a desire for something. We all desire something. We all have an aspiration, a longing, something that we want to see happen in our lives, maybe in the lives of our family, or maybe even in our business. So this thing called desire, it is so core to what it means to be human that relationships are determined by it, business is driven by it, world systems rise and fall because of it, because of this thing called desire. And people have talked about this for thousands of years, philosophers, poets, sociologists, religious figures. And I wanted you to share a couple of thoughts about desire. And my hope would be that after these few moments that we would have a different perception of desire and how we could actually use it to see transformation happen in our lives. So when you think about how important desire is and how it can shape almost every relational dynamic that we're in, whether it's friendship, relationship, business, the one scripture that comes to mind is found in Proverbs chapter 13 and 12. In the English Standard Version, it reads like this. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." So if there's one thing about desire that the scripture tells us is that desires signal what's important to us. It's almost like a traffic light. It tells us what we want. It tells us why that is so important to us. But it also reminds us that we lack something and we long to have something. So in many ways, desire tells us that we're incomplete. Desire reminds us that there's something that we want that we have yet to have or we have yet to experience. Now, desire is not a bad thing, but it can be an unhealthy thing. we can have unhealthy desires for all types of things. And what that means is sometimes we can desire the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. Some people desire power, or they desire ambition because they want to fulfill a sense of validation or affirmation. Some people desire to get into business because maybe they were born poor. And the list goes on and on. So desires can be good, but they also can be unhealthy. Now, the reason why they can be unhealthy is because desires sometimes have a tendency to suggest to us that we really know what we want, but really we don't. One day I can want chocolate, the next day I want strawberries. It's like, it just depends on the mood I'm in. It depends on the time of day. So desires come and go, and we have them every day, almost all day. We desire something. We want something. We have a goal that we want to achieve. We want a deadline. There's a deadline that we have to meet. There's a person we have to talk to. There's a devotional cast that I have to do. You know what I mean? All these things happen on a daily basis, and desires come and go. I read this quote earlier. It's an old philosophical quote, but it says, if you want to make a man happy, don't add to him riches. Take away from his desires. And what that basically means is we have so many desires that can make us make decisions that may be unhealthy. They can take us down different roads that maybe we should not go down. Be happy. It's probably not more money that'll do that. It's probably maybe we should limit the amount of desires that we give ourselves to on a daily basis. So I'm not suggesting that we try to suppress or deny desire. But what I am going to suggest is that we have to allow our desires to inform and to guide us to what's really important. And that leads me to this next familiar scripture in Psalm 37. It says, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our hearts. So there's something about a right desire and the relationship it has with delighting ourselves in the Lord. So in other words, unless we delight ourselves in the God who is limitless and infinite, we'll go from one desire to the next and still be unfulfilled. Because God is limitless, God is infinite, he will always fulfill. If we delight ourselves in material things, in other things that come and go, whether it's a fad, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a t-shirt, whether it's a restaurant, those things come and go. And when they do, we have to find another desire to make us feel a sense of fulfillment, a sense of satisfaction. But if we ultimately want to have lasting fulfillment, we have to delight ourselves in the Lord. Because the scripture says when we do that, he will give us the desires of our hearts. But now here's the deal. How does that work if our hearts sometimes lead us into things or relationships or business endeavors that may not be the best for us? If our hearts are not healthy, then chances are we'll be driven by unhealthy desires and unhealthy motivations. So what God has to do then, he has to give us a new heart. And that new heart comes pre-configured with the right desires that will bring lasting fulfillment. So Jesus put it this way. He says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see, he cannot experience the kingdom of God. In other words, to be born again means to have new sensibilities, to have a new sense of awareness. And those new sensibilities come with right desires. They come with a desire that is configured to want the right thing and the right person. And that's God himself. The scriptures tell us that every man has this God-sized hole on the inside. And we try to fill it with all types of things. We try to fill it with money. We try to fill it with climbing the corporate ladder. We try to fill it in marriage. We try to fill it in family. And the list goes on and on and on. But ultimately, we will run ourselves tired and ragged unless we realize that our heart's truest desire is to be loved, accepted, and in the presence of our Creator God. So you know, God giving us the desires of our heart, that's the solution to unnatural desires. Having a new heart. As a matter of fact, that's what God promised to us in the new covenant, the new testament, the new agreement that God makes with humanity. He says, I'm going to give you a new heart. And in that heart, it's going to come pre-programmed to want the right things, to do the right things, to say the right things, and to live the right way. And he gives us that new heart because of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for us. So we can be recipients of God's promise of this new heart that will give us right desires by placing our faith in Jesus. So, and I'll end with this. There's a quote by C.S. Lewis in one of his books. And he says, if I find in myself a desire which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. I love that I listen to. If I have this desire that just does not seem to get fulfilled, then I have to be made for something else. If nothing in this world can bring fulfillment, then I have to be made for another world. And that other world is in the presence of God, what people call heaven. And I believe that all of our desires, our right desires, are rooted in our desire to be accepted and loved by God. And I think my hope would be that today we would go through this day knowing that only God can bring lasting fulfillment and lasting satisfaction. And not that our desires for practical things are wrong. Those are not wrong. But they should lead us to desire the right thing, and that's to be accepted and loved by God.
Amen. That is that's beautiful. You know, it's I was talking to someone last night actually about, you know, what if this thing leaves, and what if, you know, this, you know, goes away. It's like, well, you have Jesus, you know, he can fill that void. He can guide you. He could, you know, take you to the next step, or just guide you to what you need to do next. Sam, can you say a prayer to people out there that are seeking direction, that are seeking a desire, that are seeking Jesus, and pray for any needs out there that you feel led? So,
yeah, sure. Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you, Father, that you have made us to have desires. You've made us to have a sense of longing and a sense of belonging. But you've also made us to find that desire fulfilled in you and in you alone. And we are tempted to go in so many different directions, Lord. We're tempted to find fulfillment in so many different things. And we ask, God, that you would reorient us to see you and you alone. Let us be like those who say, I set the Lord always before me, and I will not be moved. I'm asking, God, for every heart that may be watching or listening, or if they may watch this archived, that they would be provoked and reminded that in you they can find lasting fulfillment, that in you all desires point to you. So I ask, God, that you, by the ministry of your Holy Spirit, would touch every heart, would woo us, would draw us to you, so that we would find peace and comfort and fulfillment. You said all those who come to you, Lord, you will not cast away, you will not turn away, because in you we find peace. Being able to run with God and to do things that they are called to do. And for us, you know, for our church, we have a model that we call True North, and really it's about gatherings and groups. But our intention is to have our groups flow into our gatherings. So in other words, we're all about engagement. We believe every person should have someone that they're receiving from, someone they're sharing life with, and someone that they're giving all that away. So mentorship, friendship, discipleship. And we believe when all of that is working together, that eventually spills out into corporate gatherings, where in that space, we really remind people and we bring to awareness to people three things. Number one, that they have identity, that they would know that a relationship with God is actually possible, a close and intimate one is actually possible. And number three, that they have something to offer to the world, that they have destiny. And we believe that all of that is grounded in this concept of serving. Jesus says that he came to the world not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many. And we believe that that's the culture, that's the weight that grounds us, is to be those that serve with our time, talents, and resources. So when all those things work together, we believe we'll see transformed people, transforming culture.
Amen. And you guys meet every Sunday at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah, right now we meet every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Pompano Beach, Northeast 3rd Street. We're here every week, and we'd love for people to come and worship with us and, yeah, spend some time with us.
I was seeing that you guys just opened up West Palm Beach campus, or a meeting at West Palm Beach.
Yeah, we actually have a West Palm Beach city hub. That's what we call them. City hubs are like points of focus. And right now we meet every first Sunday at 5 p.m. on the campus of Palm Beach Atlantic University. And it's been great so far. We had our first official one this past Sunday. We've been meeting during the summer, but it was more just for our team. But now we've opened the door, and we're inviting everyone in Palm Beach County to come and worship with us, and that's happening right now every first Sunday at 5 p.m.
That is awesome. Check out Harbor Church in Pompano Beach. It's a great church. I used to go every Friday. I think it was first month of worship or something on Friday night. Their worship is amazing. If you want to get into worship, if you want to get into deep in the Word, if you want to get into intercessory prayer, Harbor Church is where it's at, because you just can't. There's no such thing as speed. There's just, you just getting deep with the Lord, and that's what a lot of churches are kind of missing these days. You know, they're missing that worship, that deepness, the intimacy. But anyways, ready for some random questions?
Okay.
How do you have your pancakes?
Oh, that's a great question. I love my pancakes thin and crispy. That's easy.
That's good. Can you survive in the woods for 1 month?
Yes.
What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Be patient, don't rush, and don't be an idiot.
That's a good one. And finally, are you a dog or a cat person?
Definitely a dog person.
Okay. Sam, how can people reach you? What's your social media? How can people find you online?
Yeah, well, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handles for all those are Sam St. Fleur. I'm actually going to relaunch my blog site. I've blogged for a number of years, but I haven't blogged for probably the last three. But I'm actually in the process of bringing that back up, and that'll be on my website, samstfleur.com. Right now, it's not fully up yet, so if you go there, you'll see more of a skeleton. But you can go there, because that'll be a place where I call my blog site the intersection of faith, wisdom, and leadership. So you can go there to find everything to help you grow in faith, grow in wisdom, and grow in leadership. So in the days to come, it's going to get more finalized, and it's going to be some really great content on there.
Sam, very appreciative, and thank you for coming on to the DevoCast.
Bless you, man. Have a great day.